This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have a divided nation because people like her, and believe me, she has tremendous hate in her. We have a.
You know, it takes a big man to know when he's wrong and to admit it and to have the humility to apologize and be transparent and be vulnerable with people. And Donald Trump last night showed that he's a big man.
Mike Pence, one of the few, his VP, who does not bail on Donald Trump, while Paul Ryan says no go. He wants nothing to do with Donald Trump, won't campaign for him, and is going to focus on Congress instead. So the Speaker of the House says forget about it. Paul Ryan leaves, which is a hammer to Trump's presidential candidacy for sure. But Mike Pence, his running mate, as you just heard there, made that comment and tweeted out after the debate and says he is standing by Donald Trump. We'll talk more about Republicans who have bailed and people who are sticking around for Donald Trump. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The buzz in the backyard is all about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and still the comments on the Billy Bus extravaganza. Nancy O'Dell, who was objectified in one of those comments, had something to say herself on her show, Entertainment Tonight. We'll let you hear those a little bit later this hour. Joining us now, one of my favorites, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. That would be Bob Ney. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, Kate. It never ends, does it?
No, you and I have been talking about this for a very long time, my friend. You went to India, and I think you went there just to escape all the nonsense, but you came back just in time for the war of words, because that tape drops on Friday. Then there is his release and reaction to it right at midnight on Friday. So then everybody's scrambling at the networks to make comments on it and whatnot. And then, of course, you have the debate in St. Louis. So first of all, your take on the debate, what did you think?
I think Donald Trump controlled the debate. I know all the arguments that are out there, and because I've heard them from my cousins. One is a Trump lover and the other is a Clinton lover, so I hear it. But you know, they're not running against Bill, but here's the bottom line. The last debate, Hillary brought the lady into the audience, you know, that Donald Trump had insulted, you know. In this debate, Hillary started first down the path of Donald Trump and the sex tape, and of course he had four women in the audience. I mean, this was so surreal, Kate, that, I mean, it's incredible. But, you know, Trump's Trump, and he loomed there, and he was, you know, being Trump. But on top of it, though, Hillary Clinton's answers about the Russians, and the one where the audience just sort of gasped when she went into the fact she had done nothing wrong, and Abraham Lincoln, you know, was kind of the motivation with her Goldman Sachs debacle. And
yeah.
So, you know, the two of them, in a sense, kind of deserved each other for the debate. I thought Anderson Cooper conducted himself pretty good, but the, what's her name, Radatz, she was just angry. I mean, just pure, plain angry. So, you know, the sad part of that debate by both of them and the moderators, and I know it was a sex tape by Donald Trump and then Bill Clinton and the women and, you know, the whole nine yards. And again, people say, well, you know, Bill's not running. Well, Bill's going to be in charge of economics at the White House, and he's been all over the country. I mean, these things are, everything that Donald Trump throws out, Hillary has a neutralization to it. And everything she throws out, he does too. There's so many similarities with the two of them. But the sad part, I think, of all of this, forget issues. I mean, really, just forget it. Issues weren't in that debate. They weren't there.
No, and the town hall people, I mean, really, they barely got any of those people to stand up and ask their question. Town hall, my rear end, there was no town hall going on.
It wasn't. And, you know, I would have loved, seriously, look, people can think what they want about Bill Clinton and Hillary Line and Donald Trump is a sex maniac, whatever they want to think. I would have honestly loved, because people make their own minds up about all this stuff, but I would have loved for the moderators to say no mention of each other's, you know, sex tapes or email or anything. We want to get to issues. But the two moderators obviously had to buy into, you know, what's going on, the current thing. Had to buy into it.
Right, absolutely. What do you make of Paul Ryan? I said this at the top. Paul Ryan says, forget you, Trump. He's out of it. What do you think of that? And the others, and some of the others in Congress who aren't supporting him, Republicans.
Well, you know, Kate, when Bill Clinton was in trouble with Monica Lewinsky, I was on the floor of the House, and one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life, but it shows how, in a way, the sense of humor means how strong the Democratic side stands up to things. But they had talked about the dress was found, and Charlie Rangel, Maxine Waters, and I were on the floor of the House, and Maxine said, this isn't good, and Charlie Rangel said, yes, there's an explanation, and she said, no, it's not good. And he says, it's okay, just explain, he's a cross-dresser. And we laughed so hard, the three of us, and of course Charlie did it in his voice, you know, that characteristic accent he has, New York accent. But that, and that happened, but that little joke was showed the, in a way, the sense of humor of the extreme the Democrats would go to, you know, no matter what happened, they'll back it. The Republicans, I served with them, and look, this isn't good what Trump did, don't get me wrong, I mean, this is horrible. But the Republicans, they run, I'm glad they weren't the force in a Revolutionary War at the time, that caucus. They run at the sight of anything. And now I know they'll backtrack after his debate. I know they'll begin to backtrack, you know, because Ryan now is in a trap of, well, are you going to vote for him personally? You know, are you going to? So they've got what they've got. Any talk about replacing Trump is idiotic because you can't even legally probably replace him. Then the Republicans would argue for 30 days, Kate, about who's going to be the VP. They might as well just, you know, take your best hold, work your district, and just bear through the next 29 days.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Still a coin flip, you think?
Well, look, Hillary Clinton's up. But I still will argue tonight this isn't over. In fact, I don't know what Trump has to do. You know, she's technically up 6 points in one poll and 11 the other. What more does he have to do? I mean, now do we need video now to let her go above 15 points or something? I still think back and forth, this still has a little bit to go.
Yeah, I do too.
But she's
I
got
think
the
so.
Edge.
Yeah, I think so too. It's interesting. All right, Bob Ney, good to have you back. Back
Thank
from
you.
India. Oh, India. We got to go there.
Oh, yeah,
I
got
to take
go.
This show to India. We're going. We're
That's
going.
It.
Thanks,
we're
Bob.
Go.
We're
Thank
doing
you.
It. Thanks. Boy, so some good, you heard what he had to say there. I mean, again, telling us about that conversation on the floor. And remember, Bob was a congressman for a very long time, a Republican congressman representing Ohio. So how about that? He says it's Trump. Trump did some right things in this debate. And then talked a little bit about the moderators. Warren Buffett decided he was going to set the record straight. We'll talk about that. Some other fallout. Plus the numbers. How many people watched the debate the other night? Hang with us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Nancy O'Dell returns to Entertainment Tonight. She spoke about the 2005 video of Donald Trump and Billy Bush, in which she's described in very crass terms. But anyway, we'll let you hear that. In case you missed the comments, we'll let you hear the comments again, and then her reaction to those comments. As I said, there's been a lot of shakeout from the debate, and not all of it is negative on every single side of this, by the way. There were over 66 million people that watched the debate. I mean, look, it was like wrestling. It was like WWE, so there's no question. And it wasn't about the issues. We didn't get to hear the issues. We didn't get to really hear the people who were part of this town hall who were chosen. I mean, it was hilarious. They show a camera shot of them, and I don't know how many of them got up, a handful, if that, because of all the back and forth and really the focus on everything else but the issues. It was more attacking of, well, you say this and this is what you say. There wasn't anything in depth there, which a lot of times in a town hall, that's what you get. People get to tell their personal stories and say, okay, here's why I feel this way. What are you going to do about it? There wasn't really too much of that happening because of the war of words that was going on. Like I said, it was more the boxing match. So if you didn't hear us in our opener show, we talked a lot about that and let you hear a lot of sound from the debate. And like I said, we'll go back and let you hear those comments and then hear Nancy O'Dell's reaction to it. But personally, as somebody has asked me over and over again, I've gotten probably 25 emails on this. Do I think that this tanks Donald Trump? What do I think? How does it hurt his chances? I still believe it's the coin flip. I really do not think that these tapes are going to completely cripple his campaign. And then there's the big warning, because Trump says, listen, you expose me again and I'll attack Bill. So he's threatening, go ahead. And after a rough week, he says, go ahead and any more tape, any kind of other tape that leaks out and that surfaces, I will come after you. I will do it. Paul Ryan, who I mentioned at the top, Speaker of the House, the Republican Speaker of the House, said he's not going to defend Trump and he is not going to campaign for him. What he said to other people in Congress is, do what's best for you and your district, and that's all he said. So the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll released on Monday showed Clinton with an 11-point lead in the wake of the Friday tape that was released. So, during an evening rally, Trump took a dig at Ryan, mimicking an earlier tweet lamenting people who can't fix a budget, and then they start talking about the nominee. He even performed a dramatic reading of The Snake, a poem he says he reads when he's in a good mood. So he had no problem going after Paul Ryan or Hillary Clinton. He intensified the attacks already on Clinton by tying her to allegations of sexual misconduct against her husband, going further than he did during, Sunday night's debate. He said all kinds of things about Clinton. And he said, if they want to release more tapes with inappropriate things, we're going to talk about Bill Clinton. He said, and trust me, there are many inappropriate things. Many inappropriate things. So the fallout over the tape in general is people bailing, but not Mike Pence, as I said at the top, not his running mate, and not everybody. So, yes, there are a handful of Congress peeps and senators that are, but not too many. I'm going to say not too many. Think of how many there are serving. And certainly it's not everybody. Rudy Giuliani, the New York City mayor, one of his top advisors, who told supporters at Trump's first rally in Pennsylvania on the day that Hillary Clinton hates you and had somehow confessed to federal crimes during the debate on Sunday, but not directly answering a question about her deleted emails. So he's there. He's helping. He's part of the Trump posse in his, determination to keep him, I suppose, on message. Now, remember, there's another debate, but this second debate, because of the crazy twists on Friday, really turned things a lot differently than I thought that they would have gone, that's for sure. But the next one, I think, is going to be completely different. To me, the last one maybe is just chock full of issues, but I don't know if they can get to that point. Depends on what happens between now and then. And Chris Wallace is the moderator from Fox for that debate. Warren Buffett said to Trump, because he's an influential listener and he was paying attention, as his name was kind of muttered when they were talking about taxes, and he said Hillary Clinton had a lot of friends that weren't paying those taxes because of their own loophole. And he said, I've paid federal income tax every year since 1944. He said, Mr. Trump says he knows more about taxes than any other human, because Trump did say that. He has not seen my income tax returns, but I'm happy to give him the facts. He was responding to that exchange in the debate that I mentioned where Clinton called on Trump to release the taxes. She's blasted him for using the tax code aggressively to avoid paying federal income tax. And he said many of her friends took bigger deductions. Warren Buffett took a massive deduction. So Buffett said, now I guess people are just going to reveal all the taxes. Buffett said that in 2015, he reported an adjusted gross income of $11.6 million, took close to $5.5 million in deductions. The majority, about $3.5 million, were allowable charitable contributions. He said that he paid nearly $1.9 million in federal income taxes last year. So his federal income tax rate is about 8%. And Trump is saying that he'll release his taxes, but of course he has not done that yet at this point. And this is just going to continue to be part of the rallying cry for the Democrats. The taxes, the taxes, the taxes, not releasing the taxes and not being a good businessman after all. And I think that's what's going to continue to come around every time there is a pushback on the Clinton campaign. That's one of their go-tos. And the go-to is, well, there's a couple of go-tos, trashing women, being a misogynist, and the taxes, not releasing the tax reforms. There are, believe it or not, and I promise we will get to them, there are other things happening in the country that are pretty darn big, including people fighting floods in North Carolina. I had a lot of friends who were in and around the area in Charleston, and I talked to my family, who I had an aunt in Orlando, and she went to my brother's house in Tampa because actually so many people were moving off the coastline that they were using schools in Tampa for places to for people to go to, because they had to find somewhere else as they were leaving the east coast of Florida. But that's all the way back to the tail end of last week and through the weekend. The flooding that has happened in North Carolina is so frightening. Not realizing, not thinking about those dams, 8 dams broke. So you have 1,500 people trapped in North Carolina flooding. I mean, people needing urgent help, where they're getting picked up, where they're swimming out of their house because of the dams. So this was the worry all along, that was going to happen. And while we see the disaster of Hurricane Matthew in Haiti killing so many people, with what they are constantly struggling with. I mean, before the hurricane, only 1 in 3 people in Haiti had access to proper bathrooms or latrines. And less than 3 in 5 had any kind of access to safe water. So it's been terrible for them. 370 people. 13 people have died from cholera since Matthew. Wow. Awful. Almost 30 people dead in the United States because of Matthew, most of that relating to the flooding that I mentioned. In North Carolina, it's terrible. Roads are washed away. Bridges are washed away. Same thing in South Carolina as well. Stay with us. We just scratched the surface.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Were you one of the 66 million plus who watched the debate the other night between Hillary Clinton, a debate part two, and Donald Trump? You want to throw in your 2 cents? Here's the numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll go to James in Washington in just a second. But first, because so many people were asking that missed it, and my gosh, everywhere you turned, I don't know how you couldn't hear it, but certainly on television it was played a lot. Here's what all the uproar was over. This is a piece of tape from 2005 from Access Hollywood.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the. I can do anything.
So. After that, Billy Bush, who you could hear laughing in the background, NBC suspended him, and who knows, temporarily, or is that it for him? But he does the 9 o'clock hour with Al Roker, the third hour of the show. But for now, he's iced because of that. You could hear him again in the background of this. At the time, his partner on the air, Nancy O'Dell, who now is with Entertainment Tonight, was one of the people that they were talking about before that. You know, Donald Trump talked about wanting to put a move on her, but she was a married woman. He took her furniture shopping and whatnot. And so here's what she had to say about Donald Trump's comments.
Tonight, tonight, I feel that it's very important that I address you all directly. As a journalist for 26 years now, it is my job to bring you news about others rather than turning the focus on myself. But by now, I'm sure that most of you have heard the audio tape, which became national news and part of the presidential race. My name was mentioned, and unfortunately, the release of it has thrown me in the middle of the political arena of which I didn't ask to be a part. I released a statement on Saturday, and I truly mean what I said. There is no room for objectification of women, or anyone for that matter, not even in the locker room.
All right, so that was it. Nancy O'Dell's reaction to that, and you heard what she had to say. She didn't want to be thrown into the middle. It was tape that was released. Let's go to James in Washington. Hi, James. How are you?
The state of America, I mean, everybody's concerned with this he said, she said. Why aren't we worrying about the victims that from the recent storms? Why aren't we worrying about the people that left their houses because they were being evacuated and came home and found their houses looted and their rooms gone off their cars? Why aren't we focused about that?
I agree with you. I agree that what I would say is, why wasn't there more of the issues discussed? Because, like, what about health care? What about all of us that are floating around with horrible health care? And like you said, and what I mentioned before, all the people that are trapped in their houses in North Carolina because of the flooding, you know, that wasn't even mentioned during that town hall at all.
Well, and where's our president at? During this.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, same thing.
As commander in chief, he needs to be over there addressing this issue. I haven't heard nothing on the media about Obama being there.
No. And I know nothing because I get the White House briefing every day. And so far, James, that's not, I would imagine eventually, but there's nothing on his agenda yet for that, for him to go and tour what's happened. And trust me, friends, as James says, I'm sure he's been paying attention. Thanks, James. The devastation is terrible. I mentioned that I had three friends in Charleston. One, they saved all their pennies, very middle class family, good people, and were so excited. This was their house. This was it. They were two blocks from the beach, and then this hurricane comes through, and they didn't know. I mean, hey, is the house going to be flooded? What's going to happen? And they had to take their family and go inland, and then they couldn't find a place to stay. They ended up in Asheville. They found a place in Asheville, and they were there for 4 days, just got back late yesterday, and they were lucky they could get back in, because I'm going to let you hear what Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, has to say about that in her next segment. But they weren't letting a lot of people in, and just to get people out of the area, they were doing the reverse traffic, where the highway is reversed and everybody's leaving an area. So they have police set up at one end and another end, and they do that for however long they can, so nobody can get into the Charleston area or parts of South Carolina, but everybody could hurry and get out, because she kept urging people, get out. They were doing the same thing in North Carolina and the same thing in Florida. I mean, power outages? 469,000 South Carolina customers didn't have power on Monday. Florida, 169, no power. And then think of this. You want to talk about throwing the election in the middle of this. The states in Florida, and well, in all the states, the voter registration process. So actually, on Monday, a court extended the voter registration deadlines for the evacuators. The Kennedy Space Center reopens Tuesday, 6 a.m., so people will go in at their regular times. The Disney World was closed for days. People couldn't get flights even out of Orlando because everybody was rushing to get out because, of course, Florida was battered with a lot of rain and there was a lot of erosion. There were some problems in Daytona. There were Flagler Beach was awful. I was watching what happened to Flagler, because again, flooding was the name of the game there. They didn't get hit in Florida as bad as they thought they might have the way the hurricane wall was looking, but it was terrible. And then you hear stories about a 66-year-old guy drowns when his wheelchair got pinned down in standing water at a nursing facility. I mean, how awful is that? People trying to do whatever they can to get him out. Then there was you know, there's all kinds of problems with trees, then debris that was left behind. There was a guy who was killed when a giant log rolled on top of him because it had toppled over. So there are deaths in the United States because of Matthew. In the Caribbean and Haiti, I mentioned how many people were killed, but the catastrophic flooding, roads that are impassable because of the high water and the damaged river levels, they say are still going to rise above major flood stage and probably well into the week that's going to happen. And then, you know, you got these counties that just are a mess, are an absolute nightmare. If you look at social media, what's being tweeted out, limbs, trees, roads torn up, houses, yards, flooded roads. And Charleston was one of those places where downtown was flooded. People were in boats going up and down the streets because it's a low-lying area. So there were some people that really got battered there. You know, there were, somebody posted a picture. A lot of people were posting pictures, frankly, of how their houses got clobbered. The Palm Coast, pretty bad. There were people that showed, I probably saw maybe 15 houses that they showed with beach sand. The whole yard, just a beach. Because, I mean, it was so strange. You just see it, boom, it's right there in the house. Because of what happened, the water coming up and what was flooded and, now all of that has to be dug out, and it is a nightmare for those people who have to deal with that catastrophe. But it's the barriers. It's people going around barriers. It's all that. 11 people dead in North Carolina. A lot of the victims drowned after driving onto flooded roads. Oof, that is so frightening to think of, just trying to figure out a way to pass or to try to survive, right? So you have the massive power outages. You have dramatic helicopter rescues to people who, eerily, it reminds me of New Orleans and people on houses, on the top of houses, you know, just the roof. You had that in parts of South Carolina, boats, helicopters, anything to save people. There were 150 people in Lumber River in the town hall. They were in the town hall since 9 o'clock on Sunday, and with all the rain and everything else that happened, the people got trapped there, and the town hall was the high ground. So then they got them and moved all the people because the water was rising so fast, and that's what happens. It doesn't seem that bad. I mean, it seems like it's bad, but it seems survivable until the time of the water rising is just multiplies right before your eyes. And there's one particular city, and I've actually been through here a bunch of times. Lumberton is the name of the county, and it's been declared a disaster area. You had 1,500, when I said that number, 1,500, those were the people that were trapped by the flooding. The governor, the North Carolina governor, Pat McCrory, said, "We have people on the roofs," like I said, that we've got to figure out how can we get them? How many copters can we get out there? How quickly can we get out there? Now, the president didn't go visit, but he did declare a major disaster in North Carolina, did order federal aid to help the state, because that's what happens immediately. How quickly can you get access to that, funding, because you have people who are completely devastated and displaced. All right, we're going to hear what Governor Nikki Haley had to say about fatalities and evacuations and whatnot. That's coming up here at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921.
90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We have reported three fatalities, accordingly, two in Florence and one in Columbia. Four islands are still closed: Hilton Head Island, Fripp Island, Hunting Island, and Harbor Islands are still closed, and there is still no access to those islands.
The governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, as I mentioned, talking about counties that were closed, she was on TV constantly warning people ahead of the storm, get out, leave, you're dead if you don't. She was just the dire message, leave, 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 because the concern was exactly what happened, happened. The flooding would be huge, even at Hilton Head, wherever, Charleston, any of those counties as well, mixed into those other outlying areas. And then people would be trapped in houses, and they wouldn't be able to get to them, and it could have been a bigger disaster. I think a lot of people heeded the advice and did evacuate. That's why you saw probably shots of cars coming over bridges and whatnot, and you could see them bumper to bumper. In fact, it almost reminded me of a movie. It reminded me of a movie where an asteroid was coming. I can't remember the name of the movie, but an asteroid was coming to the United States, and you had to clear the area, and everybody was getting in cars at the last second and trying to get out. And what she did was smart, was that reverse traffic deal that I said, so that you could, if people were waiting till the last second because they were worried, they wanted to be worried about their houses, that's what happens. Oh, I've put all my money into this, I'm boarding it up, I don't want to come back and not find it here. Then they were convinced to leave, so they still had time to get out. I mean, the Caribbean, Haiti was just smashed right through the middle of this. But this damage was pretty catastrophic. The flooding that I mentioned was, I mean, just disastrous. The flooding was awful. The rain, the magnitude of what happened between the rain and everything else in between that could have happened. I was looking at a picture of Hilton Head in South Carolina where just they showed this trailer where a tree had fallen into it, and it just crumpled it like it was just a hunk of metal laying on the ground. And that's what happens. It's the trees, it's the power, it's the water, it's walking through the water, it's trying to swim for your save your life through the water, you know, all of that. So they've extended the voter registration deadlines. Some of the emergency funds are being pumped into those areas, and people are trying to figure out what they're going to do if their house is flooded, put it together, go through everything that you have to go through. And if you listen to America Tonight on a regular basis, and we've got more people coming up to talk about this, but we had a great guy on last week ahead of the hurricane talking about insurance. What do you have in your policy? Because I know we have listeners in these areas. What do you have in your policy? What do you know that, what is it you don't know about your policy? How are you going to get this money quickly? How do you fight it? What you have to do to get the money? And in fact, we're going to talk to Howard Allschultz in our next show. He's a forensic weather consultant and a meteorologist, and he's got a way to evaluate the claims with the forensic weather analysis. So how do you, you know, taking the photographs of the damage and saving them, and the insurance company, what steps do you do to resolve it, the receipts, the charges during the damage, you know, that whole piece that's missing for so many. I'll tell you, after I heard from a few people and last time around with Superstorm Sandy, I made sure that I had papers in order. How many of you have like a waterproof bag where you have your papers in it? Things that you would absolutely need that you could get out with at the last second if you wanted to get out the last second before it was too late, and then you have to try to scramble, recreate them, call people, come up with numbers. Ugh. Yeech. It's a nightmare. It's a place that you don't want to be, right? And trust me, I was that person. I had no go bag. I had none of that stuff arranged. But now, different story. Have a go bag, have papers, have copies, so that I wouldn't have to be in a situation where, oh my gosh, we're devastated, but from a tornado, from a flood, from a whatever, but I'm just too, you know, I'm too whipped trying to figure out what I need to do, and I'm going to have to try to figure out who to call and all that stuff. So certainly we feel for those people. Some people had off on Monday because of Columbus Day. There is a big push to change Columbus Day, and I wonder what's going to happen there. The state of Vermont, some of the cities like Denver and Phoenix are on a list of places celebrating Native Americans on the holiday named for Columbus. So since Columbus Day a year ago, at least 14 different areas in the United States have passed different kinds of measures designating the second Monday in October Indigenous People's Day. And there's a bill to shift the focus away from the Italian explorer and put it instead on other people, because now some are saying, listen, he wasn't the first one there. It was Native Americans. It was Indians. It was other people. So already Seattle, Minneapolis, Albuquerque, school districts, counties, they're spreading that. So Christopher Columbus, not what it used to be. Growing up, I had Columbus Day off. I knew all about Columbus. He was the explorer. He was the guy. But they say there's just too many misconceptions about Columbus. that he was righteous, but he wasn't. Some people are saying he was wicked and responsible for the rape and murder of innocent people. So they're questioning, why do we continue to celebrate him without knowing the true history of his legacy? And why was the holiday, somebody said the other day, why was the holiday created in the first place? I mean, you know, listen, it was a paid holiday. You know what's funny is I went to the bank today, and my bank is Chase Bank, and it had a giant sign, "We're open Columbus Day." They were open. So that was like an automatic. There was no mail, but it was an automatic that you could count on the bank being closed. So in Michigan and Ann Arbor, in Lincoln, Nebraska, Eugene, Oregon, Spokane, Washington, people are listening to us there. And I wonder, I mean, how many people are sticking up for Columbus? It sounds like not too many. I know there's a group of people in New York who are doing it, but now there's so much more pushback for Indigenous Peoples Day versus Christopher Columbus. And it's funny, I saved my pennies, and it was a good time for the exchange rate, and went to Spain, and in Spain, they've got the castle. I mean, of course, it's still intact, where Isabel and Ferdinand, where they sent Columbus off, and he came back with a chest full of gold. And let me tell you, you can see that chest full of gold. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I mean, these castles are the craziest thing, too, because they're just giant, and they're empty, and they were even empty back in their day. They have just, you know, tiny beds, and then their big, giant, long table, and then this giant castle. But all of the conversation about Columbus has turned into negative for some places. I mean, there has been some arguments in New York about Christopher Columbus, where the Knights of Columbus are saying this is ridiculous, and they're protesting the idea of historians pushing Columbus around. But historians largely agree he didn't discover the Americas. So what was his role in hitting the United States and what became the United States? The Americas, we'll say, across the board. Always interesting. And thanks for keeping it away, folks. You can send me a note with your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in. Thanks to Daniel for his help on this hour of ATN.
To your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.